Yes, that's very true. The family of our deceased Vice President, Andre Kagwari Sereka, has written to the Secretary General of the United Nations requesting for an independent inquiry into the matter. And, of course, the Democratic Union Party of Rwanda also had requested that some time back. And the opposition coalition in Rwanda had also demanded the United Nations to intervene. And we understand that the Secretary General of the United Nations also requested the government to do the investigation, as well as the government of France and the government of Canada and the European Union. But nothing has happened yet. So we would like to call upon the UN Secretary General to take up the matter as soon as possible, because we want this issue to be resolved as soon as possible so that the party life can continue.
Supporters of the ruling party are saying that the government is still looking into the matter, into how the former vice president was killed. Aren't you satisfied with the answers from the administration?
As far as we are concerned, the police arrested one person in July, but the person was released a few weeks after, and we haven't had any more information from the police, so we are not aware of any developments from the side of the government of Rwanda.
What else do you expect the government to do, especially when we understand that the investigations are still ongoing?
The government of Rwanda is a very efficient government, so we expect it to do these things quickly. So, but they're delaying. So that's why we think that the international support would be very helpful.
Why do you say they are delaying? If they are investigating, they can't speed it up, can they?
But they have all the capacity to do things. Now it's taking 4 months, so it's not moving in the very fast. Yeah.
So, in what capacity do you expect the UN to play in this?
We think that since Rwanda is a member of the United Nations, and since some governments have already requested that the investigation should be done, the Secretary General should look into the matter. And Human Rights Watch also remanded for independent autopsy. So we think that the Secretary General has enough information to see how the international community can intervene.
What autopsy results do you expect?
Yes, the family, the son, the eldest son of the first vice president has requested that the autopsy can be done, because according to the information he received, that the body was tortured, and the police ruled out that option. So that's why the son is also requesting for the autopsy.
What was the response from the officials?
The letter was written yesterday. And I haven't had any other response from any person.
No, I mean in terms of the autopsy.
Yeah, the police already conducted its own autopsy before the burial, and they mentioned that there was no scars on the body. But eyewitnesses confirmed having seen some scars on the body.
So if the official autopsy said there were no scars on the body, what does that mean?
Perhaps the Rwandan police is the best institution to answer that question.
What is your party's message to Rwandans?
Is to tell people of Rwanda to stay calm and to be peaceful. And we have faith that these issues will be resolved, and everything will be back into normality.